Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hey, gang, let's get right into the Word of God. Remember what's happening politically, geographically, nationwide. We know what's going on, all the chaos in the world. That's fine. That's been going on since there were four people walking the earth and Cain killed Abel. The problems have been here forever. They're never going to stop until it all gets destroyed, because the Lord tells us heaven and earth will pass away. So keep your head up. Don't get down in the dumps over what's taking place. Stay in the Word. Nations have fallen. Nations have risen. People have fought, killed one another, murdered one another. This is nothing new under the sun. This is why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, I'm not of this world. This place is condemned. Follow me. John the Baptist. This is what John the Baptist said about himself. And what he did was he quoted Isaiah 40. He said, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and they said unto him, why do you baptize then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither prophet? And John answered him, saying, I baptize you with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. He it is who comes after me, who is preferred before me, whose shoe latchets I am not even worthy to unloose. John the Baptist is telling us who's coming. He's just a light. He's just somebody screaming in the wilderness, saying, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Now, let's go to chapter 3 of John. And John the Baptist goes into a little bit more detail. Verse 30, he said, he must increase, but I must decrease. He that comes from above is above all. And Jesus Christ did come from above, spiritually above. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. Gang, we don't want to be earthly. Everything of this earth passes away. If we want to be consumed in all the things, even the materialistic things, everything that is materialistic, our cars, our homes, our cell phones, our clothes, whatever they might be, anything materialistic comes from the earth. And if we start bowing down to these things, we're earthly. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. If that's all we want to talk about, and if all we want to talk about is the dark spiritual things, like pride, greed, envy, those are all spiritual things. They might not be made of the earth, but they're all spiritual things out there. You could walk into a room and you could almost sense pride, or you could sense fear, or you could sense hatred out of who might ever be in that room. But it's dark spiritual strength. He that comes from above is above. He that comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, he testifies. And no man receives his testimony. You know, when Jesus Christ came, he told us about the Father. He told us about his heavenly home. He said all the words that he speaks are given to him from the Father. Remember, Jesus Christ was not a man like you or I. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost, yet we're told in Galatians that he was born of a woman, born under the law. So he was actually born under the laws of everything of this earth. In other words, he had to eat. He had to do things. He felt cold. He felt warm. Even though he was still conceived of a father, not from this earth, he was born under the law. And why was he done this? We're told in Romans, so now we have a mediator that's gone through everything that we go through as human beings that we could go to. And that's Jesus Christ. He was the Word of God that became flesh. That's the mystery. That he could still be a son of man and he could still come forth from God, which made him God. 32. And what he has seen, he has heard and testifies, and no man receives his testimony. He that has received his testimony is set a seal that God is true. That seal means it has been certified. When you believe the words of Jesus Christ, that he is the Lamb of God, that he is the Messiah, this is what Jesus said. He was pulling no punches. That he was sent from the Father. That the prophets spoke of him. When you believe that, you are certified that the Father's word is true in you. 34. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. Now remember, this is John the Baptist saying this. For he whom God has sent. Who's the he? The he is Jesus. Who speaks the word of God? Jesus. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Now here comes the Holy Spirit. In other words, for God the Father does not give the Holy Spirit unto Jesus by any measure. We're told that us humans, this measure of faith is given to us some 30, some 60, some 100. I'm not the judge. God's the judge. He dishes out the faith. I do know the closer we get to him, though, the closer he gets to us, because that's his word. 35, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Imagine that. Jesus has control of absolutely everything, including his life. He laid it down for you and I, because that's why he was sent from the Father. He was sent from the Father to come to this planet for one reason, to atone for your sins. Gang, if you are caught up in even evidence sins, if you're caught up in adultery, fornication, greed, any kind of lust, I mean, let's look at how we are getting bombarded. You know, we're worried about pornography books in the schools. Well, heck, a cell phone has 10,000 porn shops right at your fingertips. Can you imagine in the spiritual world all the demonics that are flying around? Can you imagine with all these porn sites and all this disgusting thing taking place? You got to realize, gang, these are temptations. These are worms on a hook. These are things trying to kill you and destroy you and take you away. They're all earthly things that allow evil spirits to get inside of you and do their deeds. You can't preach the word of God unless you talk about demons, unless you talk about evil spirits and temptations. Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. And he's been a liar from the beginning. And many times he hides under the covering of religiosity. Your morals are not worth anything unless there's faith behind them. If your morals come just or die there, he's a good moral person, who cares? Then your morality becomes an idol. That's how sly Satan is. It works like this. Accept Jesus as your Savior. He will change your heart. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. He will start convicting you, and then the fruits of the Spirit will follow that. You are not going to want to commit sin. You are not going to have that urge to do it. Or at the very least, if the urge comes, you're going to be able to fight it through the Holy Spirit. So the devils are so tricky. It's a minefield everywhere we go. This is what makes the gate so narrow. It's a minefield with evident sin. It's a minefield with subtle sin. It's a minefield that we're walking through as a Christian. That's why we cannot take this walk lightly. Let me continue. The Father loves the Son and has given him all things into his hand. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. You know, gang, just believe it, that there's only one way. The Messiah has already come. You know, the Jews, even today, they hate Jesus. Many Jews, 98% of them, hate Jesus because they're blind. Their Messiah has already come. Even as we speak, as far as I'm concerned, they're blaspheming. They're waiting for the red heifer. They want the third temple built. People, there's no need for a red heifer. The total 100% sacrifice was already done on a cross. The temple is already made without hands. It's you and I. Yes, pray for the Jewish nation. Pray for the Jews. Because yes, Jesus Christ came to them. Yes, they were a chosen race because of one thing and one thing only, the faith of Abraham. And God said, I will give you a son and I will bless him. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 tribes. Yes, the true Jews now are those, because we have been engrafted in. The Gentiles have been engrafted in. Because of the love of Abraham, we, the Gentiles, have been engrafted in and have become the true Jews, believing that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was the one that all the prophets spoke about for the dying of the world. The wise men knew. They traveled years to find Jesus. They couldn't get on a railroad car, or they didn't get in their Lexus. They traveled with camels and caravans, knowing that the stars spoke of the Messiah coming. Yes, people, it's actually real. It's not a joke. But let me read that again. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. And you know, and when you believe, you'll have fear. Yes, because you'll know he's your creator now. That's part of belief. You know that he suffered on a cross for you. That's part of the belief. You'll know that he loves every single human. But that doesn't mean he's going to get rid of his justice. Because just as loving as he is, he's just as just. He's given you the way to escape. Take it or leave it. Choose you this day whom you want to receive. And right now, I am telling you, there is no other door to go through other than Jesus Christ. Personally, I know for a fact, I know I was born from above when I accepted Christ, and that is in the Word of God. I wasn't born into this faith through a bloodline. I wasn't born in this faith through my good works. I wasn't born in this faith through forcing a good morality on me. I was born in this faith from above that totally changed me, made me a new creation in Christ, and put me on a new path. Yes. And I'll wrap it up again. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Gang, be saved from the wrath of God. It's coming. It's coming. It's here. The wrath of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way to escape. And he showed his love for us on a cross. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.